I'm Marco Werman with The World. 2016 has gotten off to a nerve-wracking start for many undocumented migrants here in the U.S. The Obama administration began the year with a new round of deportation raids. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents have been going to the homes of Central American immigrants in states including Texas, Georgia, and South Carolina, and rounding up the undocumented people. About 120 people have been deported so far, many of them women and children. The raids are part of the Obama administration's efforts to discourage families and unaccompanied children from crossing the border illegally. But those efforts are failing, says Sonia Nazario. She's the author of Enrique's Journey, the story of a boy's dangerous odyssey to reunite with his mother.
The administration pushed Mexico and funded Mexico with tens of millions of dollars to interdict these folks and keep them from arriving at the United States. But now the smugglers are finding ways around those new barriers, and they're finding new routes. People are paying smugglers more, and Mexico has become more ambivalent about doing the U.S.'s dirty work. So the numbers, the situation has not improved in Central America. It's as violent as ever. People are desperate to get out, and they're finding the way to the United States, and out of political expediency here in the electoral season, the presidential season, this administration does not want to see chaos at the border. So they're cracking down.
Does this surprise you? Because the White House, I thought, was trying to make progress on immigration. Is deportation a solution or even a precursor to real reform?
I think this administration has botched from the beginning its handling of Central Americans. El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras have some of the highest homicide rates in the world, second only in kill rate to Syria. And so the situations, the desperation many people are fleeing is go or die. I was in Mexico in the fall. I talked to mothers who had been grabbed by gangs and forced to view someone being dismembered alive and being told this is what will happen to you by gangsters and narco cartels if you aren't my girlfriend starting tomorrow. No amount of deportation will deter someone who is facing that kind of situation. Those people will flee, and deporting 120 or deporting thousands of people will not change that equation.
So the U.S. had relied heavily on Mexico to slow down the influx, but Mexico has decided for various reasons to slow down its crackdown on migrants traveling through the country. Why, if U.S. tax dollars are supposed to be helping them out?
The U.S. has given tens of millions of dollars to Mexico to engage in this ferocious crackdown that I witnessed last year in Mexico. It's virtually impossible to ride on top of freight trains now to reach the United States. The officials are tasering people off of moving freight trains.
They've Mexican officials are doing that.
Mexican officials, yeah. That's right. And they are actually deporting Mexico far more Central Americans now than the United States. This has been a real shift. But I think Mexico felt that those tens of millions of dollars were not worth the criticism that they were getting for doing the dirty work of the United States of halting these Central Americans from arriving at the United States. And by the way, in Mexico, there is virtually no way to claim asylum. Only 18 children in 2014 were granted asylum, Central American children in Mexico. So many of these people really don't have any due process at all in Mexico and are being sent back to places where they have been threatened once, twice, three times. I interviewed a woman at a migrant shelter in southern Mexico last fall. You know, she had had her brother killed by the gangs. They had cut off his feet and hands in Honduras. Oh, then her 14-year-old son had been told by the gang once, you're going to join us or we'll kill you. And they suffocated him to death. She ran to another city 3 hours away. And in 7 months, the gangs found her. The gangs are better than the CIA at intelligence in these countries in tracking the movement of people. And within 24 hours of being told the gangs have found you again, she fled with her remaining three children. That mother will do anything to get out of that situation and save her remaining three children.
Journalist Sonia Nazario is the author of Enrique's Journey. She's also on the board of Kids in Need of Defense, a group that recruits pro bono attorneys for unaccompanied immigrant children. Sonia, really appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
When I talk to families, I tell them, first and foremost, when you leave here, you will leave here basically with only what's on your back.
That's the bottom line Susan Cruz lays out to families who are worried about deportation. Cruz was born in El Salvador and founded Sin Fronteras. That's a nonprofit that helps young immigrants in conflict with the law. She says deportation is a topic most undocumented families will do anything to avoid discussing.
It's like talking to your elderly parents about leaving a will and what's going to happen in case they are not capable of making decisions for themselves. Nobody wants to touch these issues.
Yeah, so what's it like when you have to, as an advisor, open up these issues with them and start talking about them?
Oftentimes when I tell them that their children may end up in foster care and how it will be the decision of a family court judge as to where they'll go and who they will live with, that often gets the conversation going. Them imagining the worst possible case scenario, like losing their parental rights and their children being adopted by strangers, often will get them thinking that maybe it's time to have a conversation.
Well, I don't know if it's the worst case scenario, but a bad case scenario you encountered a few years ago, a family in Los Angeles, the oldest child came home and mom and dad were not there. Tell us about that and what happened to the kids.
Yes. So there was a raid in a factory in Van Nuys, and it was over 150 people that were detained in this immigration raid. And we received notice that a group of children who had been living in the apartment, the eldest of them was taking care of them. He didn't know what had happened to their mother. He stepped into her shoes and assumed responsibility for his younger siblings, making sure that they continued going to school until, of course, the next month started and the landlord came looking for the rent. And that's when the landlord called Child Protective Services and the children were taken in and separated into different foster homes while the mother's situation was resolved, which unfortunately ended up in deportation.
I mean, practically speaking, how can you prepare for deportation? I mean, do you keep a bag packed? And when you hear that ICE is coming down the street, quick, grab the bag and a toothbrush and the kids, and where do you go?
That's actually something, you know, that I would not recommend. The three things I tell them is find someone you trust that you can say, this person will make decisions for me in case I am not able to. Once that person has been identified, my next piece of advice is put it in writing. I have found that it takes a long time for social workers to identify a person that they can talk to, a person that the children feel comfortable with. My next piece of advice is I recommend that the families take copies of documents, or better yet, the original documents that identify the children, passports, school IDs, birth certificates, and to put them all in an envelope or a folder and to show the children where they store that. Maybe a drawer in the kitchen, someplace that's readily accessible for the children to find. For if and when somebody shows up to their home to notify them that their parent has been detained by immigration or that something has happened to their parent, the child can just pull this envelope out and hand it over to the police or to the social workers that arrive to the home.
Susan Cruz with Sin Fronteras, that's a nonprofit that serves youth in conflict with the law. Thank you very much. Good to speak with you.
Thank you very much. Likewise.
This is The World.